You're listening to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weisop. Today, we're going to talk about The Weeknd and his concert televised on HBO live from the SoFi Stadium. But if you watched it, you'll know there's a lot of symbolism in there, and we're going to unpack all of it today. This has been claimed to be the most streamed concert ever on HBO Max. So many people partaken of this ritual. You know, Carl Jung believed that even if you don't understand what's going on, you are participating in the ritual on the unconscious level. So today we're going to talk about the symbolism that I found on there. We're talking about Saturn, portals, Gnosticism, 2001 A Space Odyssey. It's all about the alchemical evolution of man. And even Jim Carrey will make an appearance here. A couple of quick housekeeping items. I'm going to put links in the show notes for some of the topics we'll be discussing, where you can find more in-depth information. Specifically, we're going to talk about the Mark of the Beast being X and O. We're going to talk about previous shows I did about The Weeknd, including his Super Bowl performance, as well as a breakdown of his After Hours album videos. Okay? And also, shout out to Nicole. She's the one that reached out and said, hey, you got to check this thing out. And I checked it out, and sure enough, there's a lot to talk about. And one last item of housekeeping. I will be putting two last items. I'll put all the images. I've got probably 20 images on the Instagram. I'm actually going to put them on the video here. If you're watching the video version, which you can get on Rockfin, you can get on my free YouTube channel a week or two late. I upload them late over there. I've got a free Rumble. I upload the videos late as well on the free feed for that. My tier 2 supporters, they all get the video version. You're going to notice I'm going to bow out here because you probably noticed my voice sounds like trash, because it is. I caught yet another virus of some kind. This is the fifth time I've been sick since October. Unprecedented for me. I rarely get sick. I don't know what the hell's happening. If God's trying to take me out, I would like to think he could do me a solid and just do it in a swift kick. I don't know what's going on. So, anyway, that means I've got to pause this thing every 5 minutes and take a drink and take care of my throat so I don't sound too crazy, which means I can't do the video. But for the video version, I will be uploading all these images, so at least you got something to look at, right? So you won't have to go to the Instagram, but if you're listening or what, you get it. You're a smart person. So there's all the housekeeping. Let's get into it. The Weeknd dropped a live concert album, or a live concert about... Okay, let me back up. So he dropped a new album that was a live version of his show, his concert. And there's a video version of that on HBO Max. And the news is clamoring all over for it. They say, oh, it shattered the record for the highest debut of a musical special ever in the history of HBO Max, which is like a year old, which is crazy, right? So... congratulations, I guess. I don't know. But The Weeknd, we need to set this up. He's Illuminate confirmed. And like I said, I'll have links in the show notes if you want to go deeper. We're going to gloss over some of these things. But his label is XO, all right, which is the Mark of the Beast. And let's see how the Mark of the Beast manifests in his real life in a way. If you go to Wikipedia... You know, we live in this age of censorship. The age of information is the internet. Well, turns out they're censoring the crap out of everything. You go to Wikipedia, they're like, nobody knows what XO means. Well, we do know what it means. The implication here is that it means drugs. It means ecstasy and OxyContin. Because he sings about them. In fact, he confirmed it. If you listen to his acceptance speech... at the Canadian Walk of Fame in 2014, he received an Alan Slate Award, and he says, XO till we OD to his fans. You know, do drugs till you overdose. That's what he says. Well, later he would start an Apple radio show through his EXO label called Memento Mori, which is a Freemason term. The logo for the Memento Mori is a skull and crossbones. It means, remember, you must die. And he debuted his After Hours album on Memento Mori on that show. Now, what's really interesting is that in 2020, he released After Hours on the Remember You Must Die podcast, and he dedicated it to a fan who had created a podcast called the XO Podcast, because this particular super fan had actually died hours before the release of Weeknd's After Hours album. Now, how did this young man die? Well, we don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess it's not of old age, right? This podcaster named Lance, his roommate said, mental illness and addiction are an effing SOB. So to me, that reads as drug overdose, but that's what the Weeknd wanted, right? He says, XO till we OD. And that manifested into reality. Does the Weeknd feel guilty for glamorizing drugs like that to his fans? And then they die? I don't know. So in a way, it is a manifestation, dare I say, of evil. It takes a young person's life like that. But XO, if you get into the realm of the occult, is actually the mark of the beast. Shout out Freeman Fly. I always shout him out because he's the guy who I learned this from. One of my red pill daddies. If you heard me on Coast to Coast the other night, I shouted out my red pill daddies. I'm going to read to you from my article that goes much deeper into this topic because it's a little confusing, right? But Kenneth Grant, a magician, an occult magician who's buddies with Aleister Crowley, went into detail on it and said the precise symbolic formula required to summon Typhon, which is the beast of the abyss, revered by Crowley, H.P. Lovecraft, Kenneth Grant, is XO. The symbols correspond to the alchemical process of transformation, with the X inside of the O being the chaotic formula of the prima materia, and for him that means primordial chaos. This means it is a reference to keeping people in the base frequency and not moving past it, which, if you ask me, that's what abusing drugs does. It keeps you in a base frequency. Now, you could argue that hallucinogens can raise you above that. Maybe. But you'll notice that the Weeknd, he did that Lil Uzi Vert, Lucifer, he did an XO tour life video, and you see him, the Weeknd, doing the all-seeing eye with the X and the O. And in that same video, you see this demonic entity of sorts crossing over in the bathtub. And, you know, Lil Uzi Vert's been popular lately. I think it was at Rolling Loud. He was doing a bunch of weird satanic stuff. He had a cross out and demonic eyes. And he was doing that dance about mocking how they stabbed up a 14-year-old kid or something. Okay. So recall how the Weeknd in his Starboy video showed us a death and rebirth. But we couldn't tell if he was embracing Christian iconography like the cross when he drives towards it at the end. And I had done some research into it back then. He had actually donated a large sum of money to the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, which made me think, okay, maybe he's on the Christian side of the house here, because that's what the video sort of implicates, right? Well, then, just a couple years later, he was at a concert, performing at a concert in Denmark in 2017, and he flashed the word Satan across the concert. Then he did the Super Bowl, and I don't have time to decode that. I actually did a massive show about that. You'll have to check out the link in the show notes. But the Super Bowl was a continuation of his sequence of videos on his alchemical journey, which had him embracing the devil underground through the elevator. And, you know, I explained how he was utilizing alchemical ideas of a severed Ethiopian head and all this stuff. So you get the point. The Weeknd, no stranger to occultism at all. Okay. So now he's performing in Los Angeles at the SoFi Arena Stadium. Well, SoFi is short for Sophia. Now, granted, it's the name of a business, and it SoFi means, I don't know what it stands for, something else. But Sophia is the word of wisdom in Gnosticism, the goddess of wisdom. So he's doing this mass ritual at the Sophia in the City of Angels, a.k.a. Babylon. And it starts out, he's flying through this apocalyptic city, and he's pushing imagery of the end times. Which in a way feels like kind of where things are headed, doesn't it? In a weird, not to be paranoid kind of way. Seems like people are openly embracing Satanism. But then when people press them on it, they say, oh, they're just joking. Like Sam Smith, Lil Uzi Vert. Even though Lil Uzi Vert openly worships Satan, they think, oh, we're just joking around. And I have a hard time believing that. So it starts out, and you see a lot of symbolism of these red figures, and everyone's wearing masks, including the Weeknd. And red's been a predominant color as of lately, right? You see it all over the place with the Sam Smith performance. There was a couple others, Rihanna at the Super Bowl. And red is the color of blood sacrifice. And if you combine it with the color black, it makes for the colors of Saturn, which is a major influence on this concert, as I'll describe. So he's performing, and you'll see the camera sort of zooms through, and it goes through the all-seeing eye, all right, which is a telltale sign of the Illuminati. It means the opening up of the pineal gland or the third eye, the all-seeing eye. Then we've got symbolism of the moon, but it's painted red, blood red. It's like a red planet is kind of what it looks like. And, you know, you can kind of put that in the back pocket for now. And we see the Weeknd, and he's rising from the ashes of the city wearing a mask. It's like this weird plastic mask. This is symbolic of the suppression of ego. He does this through all of his After Hours videos, which if you follow that story and if you listen to that podcast, we describe what's happening there. And it's a mass ritual is what it is. Suppression of the ego and allowing a new programming to take effect. Because in the After Hours videos, remember he had all those bandages on and then he takes them off and he had that crazy face and people speculated if he had taken actual plastic surgery. So he finally gets into the first full song, right? And it's called Gasoline. And has lyrics about nihilism and falling into the abyss. And he's popularizing some very dark subject matters to a poppy beat. I'm going to read you the lyrics. It says, it's 5 a.m. I'm nihilist. I know there's nothing after this. Obsessing over aftermaths, apocalypse, and hopelessness. The only thing I understand is zero sum of tenderness. Oh, baby, please just hold me close. Make me believe there's more to live. Then later it goes on, I've fallen into emptiness. I want you because we're both insane. I'm staring into the abyss. I'm looking at myself again. I'm dozing off to REM. I'm trying not to lose my faith. Now, those lyrics tell me there's influences of nihilism in there. Nihil, of course, the Latin term for nothing, meaning that all of morality in Western culture has been disintegrated. It denies the belief in God, denies the belief in a moral authority. Life is meaningless until we die. That's the idea. It implies there's no afterlife, there's no soul, there's no spirit. This is just, we're evolved goo that never meant anything. It's a very antisocial type philosophy, and it embraces science as the only true form of truth. Because it's the only thing rational and only thing you can prove. It's got some, you know, it's got very utilitarian, libertarian, sort of even capitalist ideas in there of denying the church and state as any kind of authority. There is no authority above science. And that's what the technocrats want. That's what the new Atlantis of the occultists, that's what they want us to embrace. Science is the only solution. And we saw from the last few years, we don't know that we can always trust all the science because we don't know who's been funding the scientists. Who's been funding the studies? So, and then he talks about the abyss. This is Friedrich Nietzsche. He says, if you stare long enough into the abyss, it stares back at you. And there was a movie called Gestapo's Last Orgy I watched that starts with a quote from Nietzsche. It says, when the Superman wishes to amuse himself, he must do so, even at the cost of the life of others. And the Superman, of course, is the evolved being, which we could argue is the weekend. That's what he's showing us. He is amusing himself at the cost of the life of others. So when he says XO till we OD and then a superfan ODs, is he that sinister that he's enjoying that? I don't know. He dedicated his album to this young man. But the Gasoline music video, it supports all these ideas. If you watch it, it starts out with it's got ants crawling everywhere and a black sun eclipse, which is just like John Carpenter's Prince of Darkness. Talked about that in my second Alien book. The effects of planetary bodies on man, animal, insects, and all that stuff, right? And he's in a dance club. He sees people turning into demons. He gets older. He punches a demon and its head falls off. It's got some as above, so below. All the stuff. It's in that video. But back to the concert. So they show the moon over the stage. And it's very much in alignment, like an eclipse. Very 2001 A Space Odyssey. And, you know, gee, is that going to play a role here? Of course. Of course it is. It's like the stage is some kind of key, much like when you saw in 2001 when the planets achieved alignment, that unlocked some things on Earth. Then another shot you'll see is that there's a white cube of Saturn at the end of the stage, which is very important. You know, we already said the red and black symbolizes Saturn, but Saturn is the force of sacrifice. When you consider Kronos, which is the Greek version of the Roman god Saturn, as the god of agriculture, because Kronos, he ate his kids, remember? That's the blood sacrifice, the color red. Because there was a prophecy that one of his kids would usurp him from his throne, and he wasn't having that. So Saturn is equivalent to sacrifice, which just so happens to be the very next song he performs, his song that's called Sacrifice. Now let's first take a look at the video for Sacrifice, because he goes into the black sun. He goes into the black sun, and we talked about this symbolism back with a video he did prior to the Super Bowl called In Your Eyes. And The Weeknd basically takes part of the alchemical process in the first stages of the Negredo, the blackening. And that's symbolized by the severed head, the head of the Black Osiris, or the Ethiopian, and it turns to gold. And in alchemy, the sun is the king, the moon is the queen, and it's a sex ritual. Opposing forces, like sex and death. Memento mori, right? In the alchemical process, it unfolds, the opposites are joined, and sexual union of opposing forces births the new star child, the Philosopher's Stone. And if you refer to a book by Stanton Marlin called The Black Sun, he goes into details on it. I won't read the whole passage here. But in the video, The Weeknd, there's some black hooded folks that drag him into a device, they strap him in. He's in the symbolism of the Vitruvian man. Has to do with sacred geometry and all this stuff. Something we saw in Westworld, if you were with me way back when we talked about that. Now, is the song about blood sacrifice? It's called Sacrifice. It's hard to say. It rationally, it sounds like it's him not letting himself fall in love with a woman, is what it sounds like. He says, but I sacrificed your love for more of the night. I try to put up a fight. Can't tie me down. I don't want to sacrifice for your love. I try. I don't want to sacrifice, but I love my time. But let's read from Mr. Nihilism himself, Friedrich Nietzsche, from Thus Spoke Zarathustra, which is featured in 2001. Man is a rope stretched between the animal and the Superman, a rope over an abyss, a dangerous crossing, a dangerous wayfaring, looking back, trembling and halting. What is great in man is that he is a bridge and not a goal. What is lovable in man is that he is an overgoing and downgoing. Blah, blah, blah. Then it says, I love those who do not first seek a reason beyond the stars for going down and being sacrifices, but sacrifice themselves to the earth, that the earth of the Superman may hereafter arrive. So it's about sacrifice of the self for an evolved future. And what's weird is during the concert, he actually crosses himself. He does it incorrectly, which I found very odd for a guy who's Ethiopian Orthodox. Another random thought, like I'm watching this, homeboy's wearing pants, a trench coat, gloves, boots. I'd be sweating my ass off. I don't know how he does it. I'd be taking it all off. It's too damn hot for that. Then you'll notice there's like red-robed people, not only on the stage, but in the crowd. And one of them was dancing, so I kind of speculate it could be a fan, could not be. I don't really know. Others are not dancing, so maybe it was just a planted character to dance. I don't know. And moving on. During his performance of Take My Breath, he faces the moon and bows down to it, which I found interesting. And the song, Take My Breath, is actually about asphyxiation during sex, during climax. But if you go to like the vapid bloggers who always stand for these celebrities, they sugarcoat it, right? Like NikkiSwift.com says, it's not unusual for The Weeknd to sing about love and lust. However, in Take My Breath, he opens up about a relationship that goes beyond a normal attraction. In the pre-chorus, he explains, per genius, it's like a dream what she feels with me. She loves to be on the edge. Her fantasy is okay with me. Indeed, instead of a regular relationship, this connection is all about this woman wanting to indulge in her deepest desires and push her limits. I don't think so. That's why these blogs get on the first page of Google, and actual independent blogs such as mine get shadow banned and sued. Because the internet is a place for them to control information. They've wanted that. Originally, the design was a free expression, but they found a way. You know what I mean? Like now they want to ban TikTok. They want to find a way to control the information, to keep the structure in line. Because if you watch the video, watch the damn video, the chick, she's doing breath work, like for sexy time, and she's choking The Weeknd with hair. And the lyrics say, you tell me things you want to try. I know temptation is the devil in disguise. You risk it all to feel alive. You're offering yourself to me like sacrifice. You said you do this all the time. Tell me you love me if I bring you to the light. She loves to be on the edge. Her fantasy is okay with me. Then baby says, take my breath away. So again, like, I don't care. You want to choke yourself? Do it all you want. Sounds great. Whatever. Try not to overdo it. Try to stay safe. I'm very pro-sex. As long as you've got consenting adults, whatever. But like, just own it. But they can't. Why can't The Weeknd just own it? Because they have to make everything mainstream because it's about greed. They want little kids involved with this stuff. Like, I think you should have adult entertainment for adults. Kid entertainment for kids. But they want to try to manipulate the children into singing this stuff. In fact, this song was nominated for the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award for Favorite Song, a song about choking during sex. Now, also during the performance of Take My Breath, he does this Mano Cornudo rock and roll horns and places it on his head. And this is actually hearkening upon an ancient symbol. You ever see Moses depicted with horns on his head? It's supposedly a reference to the twin-petaled brow chakra. So he's saying, I have enlightened myself and lit up the brow chakra. There's another song called I Only Call You When. The whole town goes on fire. There's lightning crashing all over. We're embracing the end times and the entrance of the Antichrist, the Lucifer, represented by the lightning. He's about 40 minutes into the concert, and he's like, hey, we're just getting started, everybody. And I'm like, oh my God, this is my nightmare. Make it end. And if you ever wonder why the Illuminati assume that they can just control us like we're animals, look at concert behavior. Okay? It's maximum mouth breather behavior. For instance, on the concert, it appears they all had chairs, seats, if you will, but they just forget it and they just crowd up around the stage anyway. They probably paid $3,000 for a seat, then immediately stand up and smush up against each other, you know. And then the film, it's being filmed with these perfect shots, perfect angles, $300,000 cameras, 4K HD. It's going to be on HBO. Yet half the crowd has their phones out. They're watching it through their phone. Morons, right? So let's keep breezing through here, right? During Low Life, the women, they do this circle, and they've got their arms up. It looks very strange, right? Could be opening up a portal of some kind. I don't know. It just seemed odd to me. Then you have this big eyeball symbol that they make with the women are sort of the iris of the eye. Then the camera shows a perspective from the audience. And what's interesting is they show the Weeknd inside of a massive triangle. Again, the triangle of manifestation. The women, they do this big X with their arms. So maybe the X is from their arms, goes along with the O they make for the portal. The opposing polarities of X and O. Sexual union. Like a sex magic ritual. You see a big spiral. You see green lights like we saw in the skies not too long ago. The government said, oh, no, it's totally fine. Totally normal. Okay. Well, as the show goes on, we're almost done here, folks. As the show goes on, he goes to the innermost Saturnian white square. I mean, he gets as close as he can. But as the show goes on, he progresses from the main stage down this stage that's in the middle of the crowd. Slowly. But then at the end, at the very end of the show, he goes all the way back. And you see these lines formed through lights like a tesseract. And to me, when I watch it, I think of 2001 A Space Odyssey, where the astronaut goes through the tesseract to be evolved alchemically. And what does the Weeknd call himself? The Star Boy. He is the 2001 Star Child, right? And how ironic, everyone's dancing with their phones, and the phone is the monolith. It's the same dimensions as the monolith. How did Kubrick know? He showed us iPads and iPhones and alchemical evolution. How did he know? He knew. So the Weeknd wraps it up. His final song is Blinded by the Light, which is fitting because the occult fantasies are about the light evolving us. And then he does the thing. He does the rock diamond. That's right. The triangle of manifestation. Lots of controversy on my Instagram about the Rihanna doing it at the Super Bowl. Because she did it. At least for her, she's on Rock Nation. So I'm like, okay, I kind of get it. But The Weeknd isn't affiliated with Rock Nation at all. Why is he doing it? because much like he was in the light of the triangle of manifestation, he's channeling energy for the ritual. And then the show ends, he walks back to the stage, he looks up at the light, turns around with his arms raised, he is a god, using the energy of all the fans. So in conclusion, let's wrap it up. Is this thing a ritual? Of course it is. All concerts are. There's a lot of energy there, right? I always crap on people, always crap on concerts. But every time you go to a concert, like, you feel a lot of energy. You really do. And it's arguable that the X and O symbolism is the symbol for the Antichrist. It's also arguable that symbol for opposing forces, polarities, sex magic. But what's interesting is he started the concert on the main stage and he goes inward, like I talked about earlier, to the inner sanctum. This is the hero's journey. He is going into the abyss, which is what he says at the beginning, at the very beginning, just like his lyrics tell us. And the last song is Blinded by the Light. And we already talked about how Sophie is very similar to Sophia, the wisdom of the Gnostic religion. So it makes sense for him to leave on blinded by the light. That's the idea, is that the light, the Luciferian light, the light bringer. And if you listen to that Don FM album, that's his latest prior to the concert album, it actually features Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey's got so much going on. I don't know which way. He's like Kanye West. I don't know which way to take this guy. He's got a lot going on. Actually had a full article written up in 2017. I had to take it down after getting sued. But, you know, he's given a split personality roles, like dissociative identity disorder, like in Me, Myself, and Irene. He showed us Man Becoming God and Bruce Almighty. He showed us Mind Control with Eternal Sunshine. The 23 Enigma and Number 23. I should do a whole show on him, but someday I will. But Jim Carrey, he's the DJ on this Don FM album. And he says some few interesting things. In track one, he says, "You are now listening to 103.5 Don FM. You've been in the dark for way too long. It's time to walk into the light and accept your fate with open arms. Scared? Don't worry. We'll be there to hold your hand and guide you through this painless transition. But what's the rush?" So the transitioning us into the light. What is the light? It's the New World Order religion that they're trying to subtly put into the subconscious. And on that same track, The Weeknd says, "Make me believe and make beliefs. Because after light, is it dark? Is it dark all alone?" Well, what's the significance here? The significance is the Gnostic belief system is about man connecting to the true God, not the false God. And man seeks to have the light of the true God, you know. And the false God, to be clear, is the Christian God. That's the Yaldabaoth, the demiurge that they call it, that created this false world. And that light and dark talk is a reference to being awake to the light, the Gnostic wisdom of the real God versus this fake God, the simulation world that we're living in. So that divine spark of light is trapped. They believe, trapped in this material darkness, this flesh prison that the false God has trapped us into. So The Weeknd says he's blinded by the light, and it's arguably symbolism for the Gnostic belief system. So there you go. There's a lot to unpack there. Check out all the images. See it for yourself on the Instagram, instagram.com/IsaacWiseHop. And one last thing before I go cry myself to sleep with my screwed up voice. I've got new shirts. I've got new shirts in stock. Gumroad.com/IsaacW. Get your super soft podcast shirt. It's in gray now. I got a gray versions with the black font. You're going to love it. It says, "These nerds are going to kill us" on the back, because just like we talked about with the technocracy and the scientists, that's who's going to kill us. When they make the digital matrix and they put us in it. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay woke.